For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26-28. Hallelujah. Genesis 1:26-28. Hallelujah. Please, I want us to read down to 28. So can we read together? And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. 7:27. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. 28 is our emphasis. Let's read together, please. Are you hearing us? And God what? Bless them, and God said unto them, be what? Fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Our topic this morning is the blessing and prosperity. The blessing and prosperity. Hallelujah. The month of July has been our month of prosperity, and then this is the last Sunday we are looking at that topic. Hallelujah. We never look at it in this year. Maybe next year too, we'll not look at it. But today is the blessing and prosperity. Hallelujah. We are concluding the month of prosperity, especially financial prosperity, at looking at how the blessing causes you to prosper. A blessing. Hallelujah. Are we together? A blessing is a pronouncement invoking divine aid or divine assistance. A blessing is a pronouncement invoking divine assistance over your life. When someone declares a blessing over you, he invokes spirit. He invokes divine assistance over your life. Today you will be blessed. Today, divine assistance will be invoked over your finances. A blessing, number two, is a declaration of supernatural aid over your life. A declaration that causes supernatural help to come for you. Words are being spoken and declared, and supernaturally, God helps you. Hallelujah. Number three, a blessing is a declaration bestowing favor and approval on you. God declare upon you, God's servant, people declare over you, and then supernaturally favor and approval come upon you. Oh God, you need favor. You need favor. Hallelujah. We all need favor. And then by spoken words, it is invoked and bestowed on you. And finally, blessing means declaration of good fortune. Good fortune. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good fortune. Good fortune. That is somebody, John P.K. Hallelujah. How many of you love this song? Life and Favor. Life and Favor, John P.K. Hallelujah. All right. Declaration of good fortune. Things working on your favor. You need to be blessed. You need blessings. Hallelujah. There are examples in scripture. First of all, there are four blessings that you need. First is divine blessing from God. And then, all of us have received that one from God already. Once you are saved, you are engrafted into Abraham. And then God has already declared the blessing over you. Hallelujah. Say, I am blessed. Come on. I am blessed. Say it with confidence, with a little pride and confidence. I am blessed. I am blessed. Yes. Just like that, you are blessed, and it's true, you are blessed. But just like divine healing, but you still get sick because there is things you need to do to activate and work in the blessing. But you are really blessed. But there are things you need to do to activate God's blessing and to work in it. Number two blessings that you must need. Please open your ear and hear me. Yoruba uche, chogbo. Igbo is catchy for, right? What are you hearing, Igbo? Namia. Okay. Hausa is kanajina. Like, are you hearing? Please, I want you to open your ears to hear me. Hallelujah. You need parental blessing to prosper financially. Genesis 27 verse 7. Please, I want you to beg. I said there are four blessings you need when you come to your finances. If you don't have it, let me tell you, you will keep hiding the shit in the shadow all your days. You will have PhD in medicine, virology, bacteriology, and what again, any logic you have. And you will be trekking. Have you seen lecturers taking bike? Professors, have you seen doctors like that? I remember when I went to school during 100 level, I went to the department of professors, all their car was Volvo, first watching. Professors will be right there. You can be a undergraduate lecturer and be blessed. You need four things to make your labor produce results. I'm telling you. And it's called the blessing. It's like the oiling. Like driving a car that has oil is different than like anything that is oiled. It makes it easier. The second blessing is you need is the blessings of your parent. Now, this is Genesis 27 verse 27. This is 27. This is a mistake that young guys make. Some of us may have made that mistake, but today grace is coming for us. Some of us are not about to make it, but you are rehearsing. The devil is helping you rehearse already to make it. Today, that rehearsal will be aborted. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. The whole of 27 is the story of Jacob and Esau. You need your father to bless you. You need your mother to bless you. If not, you will struggle all your days. You need, if your parents are dead, see, if they are alive, nobody can do what they can do. If they are dead, then somebody can take in the place. But if your father is alive or your mother is alive and you dishonor them and you think you can go to another father to bless you, even if your father has 17 wives, he is your what? He's your what? Even if your mother has 3 children from different men, she is what? Even if your father never gave you food or bread, he never paid your fees, he slapped your mother, he abused you as a child, sexually, verbally, anywhere, he is still your father. In scripture, nobody can take his place. If he's alive, ensure that your parent bless you. I will tell you how to do it very soon, hallelujah. But in case you are having a looter at your mother already or at your father because you have chairs and beard now, tell your neighbor, Farah Bale, calm down. You need their blessing. I'm telling you. If not, you have a professor in USA. You go to Britain, go to Oxford, go to Cambridge, go to Yale, go to Princeton. And you will come back and rent. Have you seen cases like that before at all? Have you seen beautiful figure, a lady? Nobody even saying how far. Have you seen it? In case you have not seen, I can show you some. The challenge is not as if they don't have option to choose. It's a different thing when you have, which one should I select? And it's different when you don't even have an option. Are you understanding me? I have met beautiful ladies like that. I'm like, coach, what is it that guys are not blind? So what is your challenge? Why are you not talking about marriage yourself? Say nobody, you, nobody. Is it that nobody's asking you out? I'm telling you, nobody has asked me out. Not that I'm saying no. May you never experience it. So you need, now we're talking about money, so we rely on the money. If your parents don't bless you, you will struggle financially. If your parents bless you, you will prosper. You will what? You will prosper. You need parental blessing. By all means,
I will tell you how blessings, if they don't do these two things, I will tell you they have not yet blessed you. All together. And then I will tell you how to activate it. Number two, three is, you need the blessing of your spiritual father. That is your pastor. The whole of first service, there are reasons why we looked at that in the first service because of the people that should come for first service, and I really wanted to look at that in the first service. Hallelujah. You need the blessing of your pastor, of your men of God. If you are angry over pastors, forever you'll be angry. Even when you go to heaven, you discover that the foundation of heaven have foundations. And on the names are the names of the 12 apostles. The first 12 men of God that ever lived. So in case you're angry at men of God, you don't go to heaven. Are you hearing me? Because as you are entering heaven, when you see the foundation, you see the name of men of God, you say you go back. There are certain things unto men of God declare in your life, it will not happen. You will keep running in cycles. I pass here, no way. I pass here, no way. I pass here, what? No way. Until certain people, you need us. Are we together? You need men of God. You need the fivefold offices to declare over your life. If you don't have a pastor, get one. Get a church and be planted. Say, this is my pastor. Recognize them as the pastor that God has given you. This is my pastor. When he speaks over you, things are not the same when another person talks on your life. When he says, when you enter, it will not crash. And when you are there, it will not permit it to go empty. It will never happen. When your pastor says you will never beg, you will not beg. Even if you want to miscalculate, the word he spoke over you will navigate you back to a place that you never beg. Come on, hallelujah. Another one is the blessing from the less privileged. Psalms 41 verse 1 and then Proverbs 22 verse 9. When a widow blesses you, you are blessed. When a widow that doesn't have a husband, when you carry her child and pay his school fees and say, my daughter, your children will never lack helpers. That kind of blessing is signed in heaven with iron. It must, your children will not be stranded. If a widow woman look at you and cry, when you make a widow cry, you are totally on your own. You are totally what? I am telling you. When you are fighting with a widow, you are fighting God directly. And then orphans, I don't care how their parents die, whether they die by HIV, both of them, it doesn't matter. So long as the person is not an orphan, officially, is a child of God. Don't dare them at all. And then the poor people, those that don't have money, give them money and let them say, it is well with you, my daughter. That woman selling tomatoes by the road, that woman selling plantain, that woman frustrated, and it is really, they are really wretched. Get them to bless you. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Number one blessing you need is the blessing of what? Divine. And then you have it already, but you need to activate it, right? Or work in it. Number two is what? Parental is not automatic. Divine is automatic. Once you are saved, altogether. But parental is not what? Automatic. Spiritual too is not what? Automatic at all. And then the less privileged too is not automatic. There are things you need to do. Now, I want to give you six examples of people that prosper as a result of what? The blessing in their lives. The first example I want to give us is God and Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1 to 2. And then Genesis 22 verse 17. Please, let's be fast as much as we can. She baby. Genesis 12 verse 1 to 2. Hallelujah. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy kindred, out of thy country and from thy kindred and from the father's house unto a land that I will what? Show you. Yes, ma'am. And I will make of thee a great nation. And what? I will bless you and make your name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Genesis 22 verse 17. So all God said that is, when you live, I will bless you. Genesis 22 verse 17. That in blessing, I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply that seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Hallelujah. Is this true? Come on, has this blessing happened already at all? It was in January or March that we are doing this Israel and Palestinian war. That's when they are doing the what's the name of this, their defense system? Iron Dome. Israel is just like in the middle of surround. They are surrounded by enemies, but nobody can touch them. Nobody. In the center of enemies, but nobody what can touch them. 500 missiles, all of them Iron Dome. You cannot enter. Their land is shielded by technology and by the Spirit of God. I read a documentary when they were fighting the Second World War of some pilot, Islamic pilot, testifying that when they are fighting with Israelites, they discover that they will see an Israelite plane fighting. But then when they look, the pilot is dead. They have shot the pilot already, but the plane is still moving and shooting and bringing down people. Say, angels have taken over. Some of them, they might be dead, they cannot be shot. Some of them, they are plane, we are not falling down. Because of the blessing on Abraham. That is the kind of dangerous blessing you are connected to by being saved. Number two is Abraham and Isaac. Genesis chapter 25 verse 11. And then Genesis 26 verse 12. When Abraham discovered that he rose to where he was because of the blessing, he had to transfer the blessing to Isaac. Bible says, when Abraham died, and it came to pass after the death of Abraham, that God, what? Blessed his son Isaac. And then Isaac rose, and in Genesis 26 verse 2, he was bigger than a nation. Bigger. Another one is Isaac and Jacob. That was when we have Isaac struggling by all means to get the blessing. That was when we have the first 419 in scripture. Hallelujah. First Yahoo guy. They give me the best karma, yes. Give me yam porridge and beans and take the blessing. I'm telling you. He didn't get anything physical. All the things that Jacob had, Esau inherited it all. But we don't even know where Jacob, we know where Jacob are by Israel. Hallelujah. But Jacob carried all that he went with. He was, you are blessed. Are we together? Please put Genesis 27, let's read from verse 27, maybe to 29. I believe it should be there. That was the only thing that Jacob, 27, that was the only thing that Jacob got from his father, was the blessing. He didn't get money or car. And he came near, that was after he had received venison, and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, I said, see the smell of my son is at the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. Yes, 28, man. Therefore, God give you of the dew of heaven, and what? The fatness of the earth, and plenty corn and wine. So God is the one that will give you. Me, I'm not giving you. But that was all he got. Was it enough? Come on, was it enough or not? There are children today, if you give 1 billion naira and then keep blessing of their parents, they'll pay 1 billion naira. See? David and Solomon. Okay, Jacob and his 12 sons. When Jacob wanted to die, he blessed his 12 sons in Genesis chapter 48, verse 3 to 10. Number 5 is David and Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 32 to 40. David blessed Solomon. Hallelujah. But then I want to give you something that the Lord drew my attention to. Genesis chapter 47, verse 7. Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Genesis 47, verse 7. And Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and set him before Pharaoh. Let's read the last statement. And what? And Jacob what? God's servant Bishop Dakar me said that God told him that if you bless a devil, he will prosper. That is, if a man of God bless a devil, he will prosper. Bishop Dak said that he discovered that some of his pastors live with the anointing that he has blessed them, and they use the anointing to fight him, and there's nothing he can do because it is the same anointing that's upon him. If you bless a devil, he will prosper. That is what the Bible, have you ever read the Bible says that People that are doing bad, don't wish them well. Have you ever read it in the Bible before? Eh? Have you read it before? Well, let me show you. Yes, anybody that is bad, don't wish them well at all. Don't wish them well. 2 John chapter 1 verse 10. 2 John 1:10-11. When you bless a devil, he will prosper. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house. Neither do what? Don't tell him it is well with you. Don't tell him go and prosper. Verse 11. For he that beateth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deed. Because he will prosper when you bless him. Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Till today, Egypt is one of the nations in the world to be reckoned with. Even though they're in Africa. Is that not true? Why? Because their Pharaoh is carrying the blessing of Jacob. That is why there is nothing we can do about the Middle East. You know why? Abraham has blessed Ishmael. Whether you like it or not, the Middle East will succeed. Because they are blessed. So from now on, be careful of the people you bless. Because if you bless a witch, she will be strong. If you know what is in your mouth, if you bless your enemy, they will be strong and fight you. Are we together? So you need the blessing. How does the blessing create prosperity? The blessing causes you to be immune to curses. In Genesis chapter 12 verse 3, the Bible says, they that bless you, I will what? Bless. And they that what? Come on. They that curse you, I will what? I will curse. Put Numbers chapter 23 verse 23. When you are blessed, you are immune to curses. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. That is Israel. Neither is there any divination against Israel. According to his time, it shall be said of them, none of them will ever stand. Are we together? No witch doctor, no babalawo can ever succeed when you are blessed. You know, when you are immune, they take a little virus and put in your body, and then your body develops antibodies that fight it. Is that not how it is done? Hallelujah. When you are blessed, you are immune to curses. Let them get and say, you will die. Nothing shall. Let them say, you will not prosper. Nothing will happen. Let them say what again? You will not marry. They will come and eat rice. Let them say, you will be trekking. You will fly. Anything they say, you are immune. So like waiting concern fish and raincoat. Fish doesn't need raincoat. Is that true? That is the way you will never, the curse will never work. The Bible says a curse that is costless will never come. So no matter who curse you, it will never happen. Number two, the blessing causes you to move in the direction of abundance by helping you to make right choices. I pray God will open your eyes in Jesus' name. Amen. The blessing will direct you where to go and help you to make right choices. In Genesis 13 verse 2, it was the blessing that kept Abraham in Canaan and took Lot. Lot left the blessing and went to Sodom, and that was his end. One wrong decision from Lot made him to impregnate his two daughters. And did not even know. Hallelujah. Lost his wife, impregnated his two daughters. That will be an end that none of us will experience in Jesus' name. The blessing will make you to make the right decision. In Genesis chapter 26, number 1 to 10, Isaac was blessed from Abraham, and then there was famine. And then he wanted to leave to Egypt. But then God appeared and told him, don't go there, stay here. Do you know how, if you want to be cursed, people that tell you you will not prosper, they don't know how, that is not really There is really a way to curse people, and then you do not see a bad thing. Example, if you tell a young lady, you will never honor men in your life, that lady will get married, will never honor her husband, and she will not stay in that marriage. Hope you know that. If you tell a mother, all your children will never honor men, all her daughters, they will marry and come back home. They will not honor men. They will not honor their bosses. Anywhere there is a man, they will never honor him. And then they will keep making wrong choices. One lady met me last year. She was telling me that she discovered that her sisters don't marry. And then she discovered that at a particular period of time, they make wrong decision. Once the right guy comes, they will not like him. There is a curse that makes you not to make the right decision. When the right guy comes for you to marry, you don't see him as a husband. You will always make the wrong decision. Hallelujah. Because. But when you are blessed, I had a neighbor once and she told me that the curse in her family is that always all of them married the wrong husband. One married Olumba Olumba. The man killed her, used her for years. Her two should marry a complete prayer point. Complete. When I say complete prayer point, I mean exponential 37. Where it's better she's single. As if you have husband, as if you don't know that you have husband. Your husband has become one of the children you are tending care to. And then is any mother you come and eat without giving you sissy. You don't beat you. But that is their challenge. You always marry the wrong husband. That is a curse of work. But when you are blessed, if you want to move to Lagos, the blessing will direct you to where you should be. No, stay in Lokoja. When you are blessed and then you want to make a wrong decision, the blessing will ensure that by all means you don't make that wrong decision. But then when you are cursed, you will always make the wrong contract. 100,000 naira. 6 billion naira. You just go, just imagine somebody withdrawing his old pension. And the next month they fold up. Don't you think village people are involved? After working for 45 years. There was what we call MMM ward that time in our general hospital. People run mental. Woman pick church money without the church knowing so that she will make the profit. Hey, mama, fold up. Pastor involved church. I'm telling you true last story of people like me personally. Church money, and then how to face elder became the challenge. Somebody, his uncle was outside, had a pregnant wife, was sending him money to build houses for him. So that he will come and enter. The guy had been multiplied so that he'd be wealthy. When the uncle come, he don't need to depend on the uncle. Amen. When he had the news, straight, he was admitted. Three. Wrong decisions. There are people that are still indebted because of wrong decisions. And then but when you are blessed, when you want to do it, you will feel a no. You will be directed rightly. How many of you ever decided, you know that you made this decision not because of you, because something influenced you to make this good decision. That is what the blessing will do for you. And today, as you are receiving one of them, I can only give you one. I cannot give you parental, because I'm not your parent. Divine is automatic, but I will teach you how to activate it. I will teach you how to activate parental. I cannot give you that of the less privileged, because I'm not less privileged, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I can never be. So the blessing helps you to make right decisions. You will make right decisions henceforth. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed to make the right decision in your life. Papa Mega, the man that preached on our second day of the conference, said that he was in Lokoja. God told him, stay in Lokoja, and then I will build you. And then he said that. But then he was in Lokoja for two years or 3 years, and then nothing was working. He was carrying his child one day with pregnancy, and then a bagman hit her with the wife and the baby, and then they fell in water with the suit store. Oh God, what kind of frustration is this? Then he got a job in Abuja, to move to Abuja the next month. And the salary was big. And then he wanted to move. Then God said, no, stay in Lokoja. So what did I say? Stay in Lokoja. He did not go. He remained in Lokoja. Next 2 months, the owner of that company became sick and died. And when he remained in Lokoja, when they wanted to start Federal University in Lokoja, the VC came. That time they were operating like a secondary school. And she was looking for somebody that was typing. The girl that was staying in his compound was a typist. So the VC came and met the girl and said, I need a typewriter. Please, can you type for me? So the VC, she was typing for the VC. Then the VC told her, I need 2 more people. Then he said, my wife can join you. So that his wife was. And then later, the VC said that we are employing people for Federal University Lokoja. Say, really? My husband can apply. So the man applied for non-academic staff and then got the job. Later again, they said they were applying for lecture. He said, I'm a master holder. I applied. So he got 2 jobs once with Federal University Lokoja. By just obeying and making the right decision to stay here, he has built a decade, a story building. Really blessed. By the blessing, you will make right decisions. You will decide the right husband and the right wife to follow. You will not follow body shape. In Jesus' name. You will not follow Corolla and say contain. For the sisters. In Jesus' name. Okay. You understand very soon in Jesus' name. But the blessing will not allow you to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. No. Because you are blessed when the wrong guy comes. If he's a monkey, let him wear a suit. He can never campaign. Is that true? No matter how dressed a bamboo is, he can never vote. He's a bamboo. So whether if the wrong guy comes, no matter how the volume of his tongues, you never fall for that. No matter how clean his suit is, no matter how big his Bible, even if he's in 4 units in church, you never be fall. The sister will not deceive you in Jesus' name because you are blessed. Let her be sinking, born again, soprano. The blessing will avoid you to avoid her in Jesus' name. Because soprano insult is not sweet. Do you understand what I say? Soprano insult. The insult is insult, but it's in soprano.
Yeah.
You wake up to soprano insult. See, when you are cursed, you make the wrong choice. But when you are blessed, you never make a wrong choice. A man of God was telling me last week, his first wife died. He told me with his mouth, when he wanted to marry her, his mother said, no, don't marry her. That I saw in my dream, she was not your wife. He said that time they were too in love, so he married her. He had another one now that he took his mother and said, please. His mother his mother is really prophetic, like really, this one is not really fake one. He said, this one to wait, another one is coming. He's telling me to join him in prayers, so that she will agree for this one. I said, me? Okay. No. I would not say that. I would say, I will join you in prayer, but I know I'm not praying. I'm not praying. But listen to them. When your mother tells you no, ensure that if the reasons are not biblical, that's when you do. But listen. They will see what you have not seen. You are saying, love, I shock you. Love. No love that wrong marriage you. At all. May you understand it before you marry in Jesus' name. Number 3. The blessing provide a cover of favor in the realm of men and Esther. And in the realm of men and spirit, sorry. In Esther chapter 2 verse 15. The Bible says, when Esther stepped into the arena, the king said, any other girl that is coming don't need to see me. Don't worry, I have found her. You are favored. When your file has reached the table, you are picked. No more screening. When your contract reads the table, you are favored. People will not know why they like you. But because you are blessed. The blessing causes creation to work in your favor. In Job chapter 5 verse 23, the Bible says you will be in league with the stones of the field. In Joshua chapter 10 verse 12, the Bible said, son, stand still. He declared over the son, and the son obeyed and helped him to conquer. There are people that he cannot rain on their wedding day because of their blessings. There are people that it is the rain that spoiled the mind of the person that will give them interview. When the man was coming, it rained and then his car spoiled and he's coming to interview you. You know you have lost an interview. So what do you do? Can you talk? Do you know what you're supposed to get out of this place? Just rain will work against you. Hope you know that. The sun can hit somebody that is about to meet you to prosper you. But then, the same way that can arrange somebody, I've met a lady that got married because it was raining and she was standing in a shield, and then it was raining, and then the guy just came under the shield with her. And then that was how she had three children. How are you? How is it now? They exchanged contact and then they married. Just the rain arranged the guy. May the weather favor you. May the sun favor you. May the elements of the earth be in your favor. In the name of Jesus. The sun can make him to be so thirsty that he will branch your house so I give him water. And then that is your husband. Hope you know that. He can be very thirsty by sun. Not because he doesn't have a car. But somehow, God will arrange it. So the blessing can make creation to favor you. I read yesterday or 2 days ago of a football team. You know, sometimes when you're watching, like when Martins, what is the name of that footballer that was alone with the net and the street outside? What's the name of that guy? Yakubu, is it Yakubu? Yeah? Uh-huh. You need to watch a lot of videos like that. I used to watch a lot of videos like that of people that only them are net. As the goal is outside, goalkeeper, I'm telling you, there is no explanation apart from a curse. You will never score. You, even if there was one, it was on the line, his leg brought it back. I'm telling you. That is a curse. You are not favored at all. Nobody has, if everything you have is what you bought, you are suffering from disfavor. If everything you own, you know, I was with somebody this month, last month, sir, apart from his father, nobody gave him one. I said, he's richer than me, but I give you 1,000. I said, now, why would somebody give you money this year? Take 1,000 there, at least somebody gave you money. Let it be on record. This is July already. Nobody give you money. Something is wrong. Hallelujah. But you are favored. Come on, because you are blessed today, you are favored. People will choose you. Creation will favor you. They will not work against you. The blessing will make your contract work. A pastor said he was selling data, and then people are complaining that his data always finishes. People buy data from others and it will not finish. But when they buy their own and then they stop buying from him, I say, that is what I lose. You are selling the same coke, but somebody said your coke is above my stomach, but somebody else. I said, have you seen cursed people before? Don't be greeting me again. Any day you greet me in my shop doesn't sell. Don't greet me again. I've had it before. Yes. See, Derek Prince wrote a book. The title of that book is Blessing and Curses. He said that in the 66 books of the Bible, all that is there is blessing and what? Curses. That's why God said, I lay before you today blessing and what? Choose one. Prefer to be blessed. Number 5, the blessings clear of roadblocks. Roadblocks on your path. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse 4. And then Isaiah 59 verse 19. When there is a valley, it will fill it up. And when there is a mountain, it will level it up before you get there. Isaiah 50, which one is up? Every valley shall be exalted. That is, when there is a hall, it will be filled up. And every hill shall be what? Made low. And the crook shall be made straight. And the rough places. God will go ahead of you because you are blessed. Before it arrives, the place will be waiting for you. When I needed accommodation, somebody moved out of the place. And then when I came there, I got this place. When I needed to go and get a formal venue, it was there lying vacant until I came. When we needed to get this place, the people, God brought them first and then they built toilet for us. Flooded this place and moved away. And then we got it.
I'm telling you. It like they said this toilet project they did was over 500,000 naira. We'll have done it because we'll need toilet very soon. The flooring of this place cost them hundreds of thousands naira. God saved us from it. Go ahead of you and clear roadblocks. Things that are not working because you are blessed. Before you arrive, any challenge will be arranged. Every opposition. If there is a man that will say no to you, he will be off. He will leave the seat before you come there. He will interview everybody. When it is done, his stomach will say, you want to use the toilet. And as he's coming back, he says, okay, thank you very much, I can go. And then you are picked already. I'm telling you. Because there are Judases. We call them sadists, those days in campus, sadists. Lecturers that will say you will not have A. Like, you will not. The best first class can have B. There was one terrible guy, his name was Dimpol that time. The whole school was afraid of him. 200 levels, say, Lord, save us. There was one lecturer, they sent him away from ABU. He's limping. Student pushed him from the balcony. He fell on the ground in ABU. Because of how wicked he was our head when he was in school. That's how wicked he was. There, they pushed him from balcony, fell down. He was lucky he survived. He's limping. He was our HOD when I was a student. And then the wicked Dimpol and him, and they were friends. So when we are entering 300 level, and that was the level of departmentals, Lord deliver us. Dimpol got scholarship, zoomed out. That HOD also got scholarship, left. When we were in 500 level, after project, I saw Dimpol in the department, he came back. He's done his PhD. He's back in the department. Say, well done, bye-bye. I'm telling you, bye-bye. God can remove clear roadblocks ahead of you. Ahead. When you get there, there is no challenge. Because you are blessed. And finally, the blessing causes undeniable breakthroughs. In Genesis chapter 30 verse 27, the Bible says, Laban was talking about Jacob that I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me. Undeniably, they will know that you are blessed. Hallelujah. Genesis 13 verse 6. When I look at my life and this ministry, I know that I'm blessed. I know that God has helped me. Hallelujah. What I say the blessing will do for you will cause you to be immune to curses, number one. I say number two is what? Cause you to move in direction of abundance by helping you to make what? Right choices. Number three, I said what? The blessing provide a cover of favor above you. Hallelujah. In the midst of the hard times, we'll be blessed. The favor causes creation to work in your favor. The blessing causes clear off roadblocks on your path. And then finally, the blessing causes undeniable breakthrough. How to secure the blessing? Number one is, all the four ways I taught us, there are only three ways to activate them. Are we together? And it's the same for all of them. When it comes to God, the first one is honor. The way you honor God is different from the way you honor your spiritual father. And it's different from the way you honor your parents. Are we together? But then to activate the blessing from God, you have to honor God. To let your father bless you, you have to honor them. To let your spiritual father bless you, you have to what? Honor them. How do you honor God? Proverbs 3 verse 9. Proverbs 3 verse 9. Don't forget there are three things I'm about to share. You honor God. What does he say? Honor the Lord with what? And what? It is your choice to honor God with your substance or not. Right? How do you honor your spiritual father or your spiritual cover? 1 Samuel chapter 9, from verse 6 to 8. You honor them by also sowing into their life. When you read from scriptures, I was in 300 level that time when I read three scriptures that taught me not to see a man of God empty-handed and how to honor them. And then that has ever been my practice. You honor them. Number three, your parents. Leviticus 9:30. Leviticus 9:32. And then Proverbs 20 verse 20. You honor God, you honor your spiritual head. You honor your parents. Leviticus 9:32, ma. Am I correct? 32. No, these three. 32.
Leviticus 19. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry, man. Leviticus 19, 32.
You honor your father and your mother. Hallelujah.
Thou shalt rise up before what? You know what they say? Hurry hair. Those that have white hair. Is that correct? And what? Honor the face of the old man. And fear God. And I'm the Lord. Honor your father. In Proverbs 20 verse 20. Proverbs 20:20. The Bible says, who calls his father or his mother, his lamp shall be what? Put out in obscure darkness. I have seen a lady fought with her mother and remove her wrapper. Not that I was told. I watched it with my eye. I was still small. I didn't even know these things. Fought with the mother and remove her mother's wrapper. I was disgraced with this area. There are guys that slapped their parents. You fought with their father. There are ladies that drop calls on their parents, insult their fathers. What you are doing is a setup for pain. When your father curses you, it sticks like glue. Only the message of God can help you. You need somebody higher than your father to ever reverse it. Honor your father. Bible says you may not obey everything they say, but honor. You can say no honorably. Let your father say, take alcohol. No. Honorably. But don't know you're a fool. Look at your neighbor, ashamed of yourself. Look at your mate. No. You say no, but what? Honorably. Honor your father. I'm teaching you how to activate the blessing. Honor your spiritual father. Honor them. Let me tell us something. Should I tell you? Or is this one is really hard truth? So let me not tell you. Hallelujah. Number two. Service. In Exodus chapter 23, verse 23, the Bible says, you will serve the Lord your God and you will what? Bless your bread and water. You will serve your spiritual father. Hallelujah. You see, when you work in department in church, what you are doing is you are serving the person indirectly. You may not have a direct access to me or your pastor. You may not have access to wash his clothes or polish his shoe. But serving in the department is service to him. Are you understanding that? Yes. That is why it is good if you can have any, if you can do anything in the church, be part of it. There are blessings that will come upon you unconsciously. So serve in a church. Anything you can do, do. Find a department and function. That is the way you serve. And then your parents, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1, serve them. Let not your father be carrying bucket of water when you are there. Hallelujah. My dad, the only thing he does is go to the bathroom. Please bring the water when you are ready. Oh, is the water ready? Because even to carry the bucket, we carry it. As in the way we, you cannot see your father fetching water. There are people that watch their dad fetch water and watch their dad wash clothes. And watch their mother wash clothes and they are at home sitting down with their phones. That is madness. Something is wrong. Unless if they don't want you to do it. Let me tell you something. There is a way. If I wanted to carry my Bible, there is a way that even if I say no, there is a level of pressure you put on me and I'll allow you. Are we together? Even if I don't want it, but I just allow you because of you. If your parents don't like you to wash their clothes, or what, there are things you can do. You can polish their shoe. You can iron their clothes. There is something you can do for your father. There are people that watch their mom cook and then they are still there and sleeping. And their mother is sweating and they will cook and then call them. I want to call the name that the lady is not here. What's name? Katuka Tuka. Your food is ready. And then you go. You carry your food. You are sleeping. Yes. You are doing night, afternoon sleep. And your mother is sweating. When you cannot talk, she cooked for you. When you are a teenager, now you are 25. Your mother is sweating and you are sleeping. It's not bad. It's not correct, though. If anything your father should be doing now is to eat and sleep. All of us here.
they don't want their clothes to be washed, pay for their dry cleaning bill. Wash their clothes, iron their clothes, suit it. There are things you can do for them. Serve them. Face water. Is that not true? You know what your father likes? Serve them. There are things you do for your parents. Your life will never be the same again. My mentor, Reverend Vidalis Nika, told me one time, he didn't have money to give men of God that time. He didn't have money. They want them, Reverend Zili Agri. How many of you know Reverend Zili Agri of Port Harcourt? On a prominent, you know him, right? On a prominent man of God in Port Harcourt. Came, and then they came for a conference, and then he didn't have, so all he went to do was, he went there, like, they pulled their shoe and entered inside. Then he came and picked all the shoe and cleaned it, and then he was polishing it. Then one of the man of God came out and saw him. Say, really? Come. Say, you will never beg in this life. Never. He said, that was the end of, that was the end. Never beg. Clean your father's shoes. Do something for them. Serve them. Let your father not do anything you can do when you are there. Let your mother not buy anything with their money that you can afford. Come buy a child 200 naira from you, and you can buy a child 200 naira. Buy it. Let them not do anything that you can do when you are there. No matter what. Pamper them. Are we together? What I say? Pamper your parents. Serve them. Serve your spiritual father by joining a department. Serve God by working. You see, when you are serving in a department in church, you are serving your spiritual father and you are serving God directly too. Are we together? So you are activating. Number three. Number three is one of the difficult ones that the first two are easy for people to do. Number three is what I call activation seed. Activation what? Seed. You know, when Noah came out from the flood, the Bible says he offered a sacrifice. Genesis 8:21. And look at what happened. And the Lord smelled a sweet savour. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again cause the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination, there is a kind of offering you will give to God. That will activate. One of us testified, he said that her mother gave a seed and said, Lord, keep this one for me. You had a testimony, all of us, right? And it's a proof that God honors it. That is an offering you can do to God. God told me, your baby had a story, he said that one day his wife was pregnant and then he had his salary that time, and then he went to pray and God said, what do you bring for me, my son? He said, God, what do you want? I said, your salary. He said, God, take it. Then God said, today, my son, David, you will never be poor. Even if you want to be poor, it is too late. It is what? Too late. Activation seed. Hallelujah. That's for God. Your spiritual father, do there is something you can do to your spiritual father. Like today, many of us have caught my heart that today I really want to bless you. Now one day I understand this practically. One time when I was in campus, 500 level, somebody came and gave me an envelope. That time, most times, all of us are students. So, envelope is 1,000 naira, 500 naira, 200 naira, 5,000 naira. So, when they gave me the envelope, I was on the bed. I said, God bless you. I even closed my, God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I bless him already. Hallelujah. So, when he left, and I opened the envelope, man, what I saw, I came down from the bed. I said, somebody, call him, call him. Yeah, he was already leaving the hostel. He was leaving the hostel already. He had not left the hostel. And they called him. I said, you know, I don't tell you because I not use key. You know, there are many skills men of God use. I really feel like I should pray for you more. Lay down. Came down from the bed. You too, you will do the same thing. There's a kind of money somebody will give you. Your tongues will change. Say, God, if you don't bless this one, I have a problem with you. I had a man of God saying that some people were being sacked in their office. And then the woman of God said, you will never be sacked. NNPC. Say, if you leave now, who will be giving me money? You will not be sacked. Everybody was fired at her level. Only her remained. There are people that when I hear they have financial problem, it's my personal problem. Because what affect them affect me. You don't understand? Because I'm being truthful now, look at the way you're looking at me. Okay.
There is something you do to a man of God, he will call you himself. The man of God, you think that is busy. There's a kind of offering you will give them. Even if it's you, you behave the same way. Who is not moved by money here? If you see credit allowance of 600 million naira in your account, no, 6 million naira in your account, and then the name, you will not, you will go to the bank and trace the person. Two of us. You know, if it's 5K, say, maybe it's because I supposed to declare on Sunday. If it's 2009, say, is that declaration? I saw a miracle, I didn't even know the person, praise the Lord. But if it's 6 million, you don't testify like that. It's like that. Also for your parents, God did not bless Jacob like that. He activated the blessing. I've shared this story before, but let me share. There was a time, the fourth rapper I bought for my mom, I was in secondary school. My mom had to tell me this December, Jotam, don't buy another rapper for me, I'm tired. Her first rapper I bought in secondary school. I have been buying rappers for my mom that she warned me. I said, don't buy rappers. Is it because I have money? Look at me. Don't look like somebody that has a lot of money. But from secondary school, I knew I wanted her to bless me. So I'm take it. And I know she will not wear the rapper. Because there's a quality of rapper my mom wear. And the one I used to buy that time was 2,500 naira. She doesn't wear at all. But please, mommy, this is what I have. And then she will sew it and wear it in an important event. For my wedding, she said that she will not wear any wrap. She must wear the one I bought for her. Yes. You don't buy a wrapper for me. Thank you. My mom would bless me. I bought a shoe for my dad one time. A brown and a black shoe. Not even brand new. Second hand. Cotono. Because that was all my money had. So when I took it to him, he had the exact black. But my mom says, ever since I gave him that brown, he has not worn that black again. Anywhere he's going, he's wearing that brown. Anywhere. He's my son. My son. Yes. I'm telling you. Gave him 2,000 naira. All the things I've been doing that. My dad blessed me. He said, come. Kneel down. He called me to his private room. The local just, you will not die. Local just, I sold the clothes for my dad. And my dad is 4 yards. That was when I knew. He sold 4 yards. The material was 500 naira. 4 yards is how much? Sewing is what? 1,500. 3,500. I did 4 for him. That was not expensive. That was it. No design. I told the tailor, I don't have money. Just play. But it was because of the kind of mindset I have. And my child, come here, kneel down. You will. That is why I know that 1 zillion demons cannot kill me. My father has blessed me. My spiritual father consistently blessed me. I have to be fruitful because I'm blessed. So do something for your parents that will cause them to swear a blessing on your head. Say, my daughter, Chinyere, you will never beg. Never. Let your father cry because of you and say, this is tears of joy. You will never cry in this life. Let your father say that. That is it. Let your father say, you will never trek. You will never. It will never happen. Hallelujah. So to your parents, if you know your father like meat, kill him with meat. One day, when he's biting the chicken, he said, my son David, it will be well with you. It go better for you. As he be eating the pepper soup, that he says, it touches a part of your medulla oblongata. You will say things you don't want to say. Your father will bless you and say, if I come and meet the father of the house without even knowing. And then while you are alive, you are making decisions and then your decision is the final. Yes. Your father can make you the head when he's alive and overlook your elder brothers. Yes. I've seen it happen severally. When if they see no decision, they will call you the last child. Let me tell you something. Anything your father gives you is not a blessing. Any amount of money your father gives you is not a blessing. He is carrying out a responsibility. For you to be blessed, you have to be the one to what? Give him. No matter how rich your father is. My mother's pension is in 50. My father's pension is huge. They don't need 1 naira from me till they die, all of them. All of them retired.
at the high levels in the federal state government. They have a lot, but if I ever want to be blessed, I have to be the one to give them. In secondary school, was I any money? All the money I bought the rapper was pocket money I saved. Where did I get the pocket money from? From them. All university, I earned my first money in NYC. All the money I used is from them, but just that now it has become my own. I don't get blessed when they give me. I get blessed when I give them. As a child, there's a level you can receive, but there's a time you grow up and say, now I am to give. Please hear this. Let me tell you something. There are people that meet me that, if you meet your spiritual father, and then he gives you money and prays for you, let me tell you the truth. You did not receive something spiritual. If you come to him and you give him and he bless you, that is when anything he gives you is not a blessing. But there is a level you are as a child that you can be receiving from people ahead of you. But then you are expected to grow. Are we together? There are people that I am obligated to give them because they are growing up and then they are maturing. But then there's a level they will get to that they should know, now I am grown up. Now I'm no longer a child. Come on, are we together? There's a level you can receive, but there's a level that when you get to, I say no. And that is when you begin to be blessed. I just pray that somebody will understand this. Yes. Any man of God that you give to, even if you give him 5 naira, and he gives you 1,000, I have given to many men of God that when the whole offering I gave them, plus my transport coming to see them, what they gave me was, I'm 37. But I didn't get blessing from what they gave me. It was the little that I gave them. There are men of God that I saw. I didn't have money. I can remember. How many of you know Evangelist Sunday Oguche? How many of you know him? Oh, you don't know him. One of the big voices in this city. The first time I came to see him, I didn't have money. I bought a jota like this, 400 naira. I can remember it, 2014. No, 2013. I didn't have money. I didn't know how to present 400 naira. So I bought a jota so that he looked big. I'm telling you, I gave it. It was jota. When I was leading, I can't remember. He gave me a lot of money. I was in his, the first time I entered his tequila. My God. Then my life has never been the same again. There are many people, men of God, I meet them, I don't have money. That time I not choose supermarket. They used to sell some wine, 700 naira or 800 naira. That's. But then, you know, it's wine. It looks classy. So I'll buy it and remove the label. Package it well. At your level, always give them. Especially your spiritual. And many of us here have a lot of spiritual fathers and mentors. Learn to give them. Learn to sow to them. When you give them, that is how you get blessed. If you receive from them, you don't get blessed. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Alright. The Lord blesses us in the name of Jesus Christ. How are blessings released? One is by words. Don't forget, I say, when you honor God, you honor spiritual father, you honor your parents. You serve your God, you serve your spiritual father, you serve your parents. You activate the blessing from God, that God give you a sworn blessing. Activate the blessing from your spiritual father, activate the blessing from your parents. Be aware that you are blessed. Activate your blessing by your lifestyle. Hallelujah. Now, your lifestyle is very, very important to keep you in the blessing. Let them not bless you and then you carry your head to a wrong place. Stay one place so that the blessing can work. Tell your neighbor, stay in one place so that the blessing can work. I tell your neighbor, stay in one place so that the blessing can work. If your parent bless you, if you become an alcoholic, it will still work. How we get that? But it will be like, if you can earn 100,000 naira, you can earn 10,000 naira. Just like I heard that anybody that fornicates, if you are a millionaire, without fornication and without adultery, you will make a lot of more. You will make a lot more. Altogether, so your lifestyle is needed to maintain and live in the blessing. So blessings are released by words. Numbers 23 verse 23. When words are spoken in your direction, then you are blessed. If your father have never said those words, or your mother have never said those words. I remember doing things for my father. I said, Daddy, it's not thank you I want, it's blessing. Are you understanding me? intentionally make them to see the world. The Bible says, surely there is, okay,
no, 23:26, sorry. Sorry, Numbers 6:23, I believe it should be 6:23. By words.
Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall what? Bless the children of Israel. How shall you bless them? Saying unto them, 24. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Do you understand me? So until words are spoken, you don't get the blessing. So make sure that you get your belly to speak words of blessing. When you do something on them, there is something I should do. Anytime I give my dad something, I go on my knees always. And then automatically he'll understand what that means. Do you understand? Don't go and give them as if you are doing them charity, you are doing responsibility. No. When you give them, go on your knees. Until they understand what you mean. Any African parent will understand what you mean. Go on your knees, let them pray. Let them lay hands on you and declare. If they don't say those words, you are shortchanged. Hallelujah. Number two is by good thoughts. Positive thought and goodwill. In Ephesians 3 verse 20, apart from speaking words, you need your parents to have you in good books. When your parents remember your name, let them be happy. When the parent, come on, do you understand me now? Let them have goodwill towards you. Let them have good intentions. When they remember you, let them be pleasurable. Not that when they remember the last time you insulted them. Or the last time you did something bad to them. Ensure that you maintain goodwill and let them say words. Hallelujah. Now this morning, like I said, I'm only giving you one of the three. And then I'll be speaking words into you. I gave an assignment to write the name of your companies, the name of the businesses you want to do or where you want to work, and then the financial status you are doing. We are closing the topic today. And then I want to speak words of blessing over you this morning. Can you do that quickly so that I can bless us? The blessing works. How many of you have learned something this morning? How many of you did I make you angry? If I offend you, I'm sorry. But it's the truth. Is there anything that is wrong with this morning? Yes. Do these things and your life will never be the same. I am blessed. Ah! I am blessed. I am blessed. Parentally blessed. Spiritually covertly blessed. Blessed by God. Hallelujah. One day I was asking God, Lord, I used to hear people say that I give sacrifice. I needed something and he came and sacrificed. I said, Lord, me, I don't have anything to sacrifice again. If they say, come and make a sacrifice, I don't know what to give. Because everything, I've given everything. Everything. Even my life is like everything. Hallelujah. I've given, I'm blessed. And I walk in the blessing. We are waiting for you to write it quickly. Let's be on our feet and begin to appreciate God for his word. Appreciating for his word. There are many of us that I have in heart. Many of us have served this church. That you can feel that you have the heart for the church in you. It touches me sometimes. I feel ashamed of myself. Like I feel too lost. Many of us have given. Many of you have taught me in one way or the other. You deserve to be blessed. And then the blessing of God is coming upon you. Talk to God and say, Lord, I open for the blessing. Let my life be palpable and compatible with the blessing. Bless me. Shama la baya galaga prana. Kilamando soprana mandi. Lenti frado supala da kada. Lante cabrana malanda cabaragada. I believe many of us will not leave this Sabbath the same way we came. All of us. A strange blessing is coming upon us. Mante cabrado balanda cabalada. Palato su palana kadia. Talk to God, I've heard your word.
I have heard your word. I have received. I am ready for the blessing. I want the blessing. Lord, we give you all the praise. In case you need to make a repenter, repent. In case you have a challenge with your parents, make a confession. Say, Lord, I didn't know. In the days of ignorance, God forgive. Say, Lord, I am sorry. Lord, I am sorry. Forgive me. Now I know I receive grace to change. And then some of my parents may not have a reason why we must honor them, but just do it. Mantala brada bagala gada brada bala gada brada bala gada brada bala. Zila na malanda gada brada bala na kada bara gada gada brada bala gada brada malanda. Lido gado brada malanda kadia. I feel God is touching our heart and then He's going to activate the blessing to make you to make right decisions. Favor. Mante kabra la malanda kabara galanda kalada brada bala gada brada bala gada. Shila na malanda galada gada brada bala na kalabaya galada brada bala gada brada bala gadea. Hey, bala na maya galada maya galada maya galada bara galada brada bala gada. Oh, my help has come. Oh, hey, my rising has come. Oh, my lifting has come. Oh, my help has come. One more time. Oh, my rising has come. Oh, my help. Ay, 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 ay. Ebenezer, Ebenezer. Ay, 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 ay. Ebenezer, my help has come. Ay, 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 ay. Ebenezer. Hallelujah. Lift it up in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. You just say amen. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, may you be immune to curses. May you move in the direction of abundance. May you make right choices. May you be covered with favor. In the name of Jesus, may creation favor you. May roadblocks on your path be cleared off. In the name of Jesus, may you have undeniable breakthroughs. May your certificate work. May people look at you be able to balance the equation
May you not have PhD and be trekking. May you not have masters and be trekking. May you not be a graduate and be begging for food. May you not serve under NYSE and you are begging. No! May you not be frustrated in life. You are blessed. May you be fruitful. As a spiritual authority, I speak over your life. Before the need arise, the resources wait. May the grace of on time wait for you. Your certificate, I declare over that paper. The name of your company will be known. It will rise. Your blessing will not be one of debt. Your blessing flourish. You flourish. You flourish. Before the end of this year, millionaires in six zeros. Millionaires in six zeros. In forex. In nairas. In the name of Jesus. Expand your tent. Start that business. And you will see the hand of God causing it to pray, to prosper. Every one of you that have honored me in one way or the other, I declare over you that the blessing of God rests upon you. Everyone serving in one unit or the other, the grace to prosper come upon you. Anyone that have honored us in one way or the other, may God bless you. I release goodwill from the depth of my heart. I invoke supernatural help. Anytime you want to crush, it will never happen. When it will crash, you will not be there. And if you are there, it will not be crushed. For your sake, your family are blessed. You will not miss it in your marriage. You will not make wrong financial businesses. You will not make wrong connections. You will choose the right job. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. In Jesus' name. Something has happened upon you already. For your parents, go and activate it. For every, I've told you three ways to activate it, right? Ensure that you activate it, and then I'm telling you, your life will never be the same. There are many people that are sinners, that because of what they do to their parents, even if they are sinners, they will still prosper financially. Hope you know that. Even if they are sin, because of what their mother said, or what their father said, no matter how bad they are, they don't go to hell, but on earth, they'll prosper. There are people because of what their pastor said, they prosper. I believe you activate it. Who's running up? I believe you activate it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Appreciate God and say, Father, thank you. I walk in the blessing. I receive the grace. I walk in the blessing.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.